Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
Good morning, Susie. Happy Mother's Day to the money mommy.
It's May 9th.
I know. It's my brother's birthday.
Well, do you know what else it is?
Mommy's Day.
Besides Mommy's Day?
May 9th? No.
What was this?
No, I was thinking of something else, but tomorrow is our anniversary. But
yeah,
not,
baby.
Not today. Today's the 9th.
But it's one day before our anniversary.
So we have three anniversaries, everybody, but don't ask what they all stand for.
which is the most important to you?
The day we met.
Oh.
Not the marriage day, the day we met.
And we'll just let you all imagine what tomorrow was. But anyway, oh, Katie's giving me a look. Happy Mother's Day to everybody now. With that said, Katie said to me this morning, Susie, let's read them the letter that you wrote in this book for your mom. And I said, Katie, I did that a few years ago. And she said, that was my favorite podcast you ever did. And then we went and we listened to it this morning. And you know what?
It's great.
It's great.
I said, play it again, Susie. Play it again, Sam. Play it again, Susie.
So we thought, why not? Because it's an important letter that I wrote to my mom. And it's one that's actually very sad in so many ways, but it's also true. And I love my mom so much. And no matter what we went through, it's an important letter that I wrote to her after she had died, just so you know. This was written to her after she died, KT.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. So with that said, that's going to be the podcast today. We're going to do this that we did back in 2019. And we think it's the best of all the podcasts that we've ever done. So from our heart to yours, we wish all of you, a really, really happy Mommy's Day.
Yeah.
And what are we doing today, Katie?
We're going to have a really relaxing day today.
We are. Do you have plans?
We're going to get ready for our next anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow.
Okay, that's good. All right, everybody. And we will be back here on Thursday with Ask Susie.
And Katie.
Anything. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
It is Mother's Day. And this is a really important day because if you think about it, none of us, not one of us would be here if we didn't have a mother. So sometimes we have great relationships with our mothers. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't even know who our mothers are. But no matter whether we have a relationship with our mother, we don't, whether you are a mother or you are not, the relationships that we have with one another in life are the most important relationships, are the wealthiest things that we can create these relationships in our entire lives. And I know that this is a money podcast, but this is a money podcast about becoming the strong, secure, successful women that we are all meant to become. And in order to become that, not only do we need a powerful relationship with ourselves, we need powerful and honest relationships with every single person that we choose to have in our lives. And please notice that I use the word you choose to have in your life. Because sometimes you have to choose not to have certain people in your life, no matter how much it hurts you. On this day, on Mother's Day, when I do a podcast, I always like to share a part of myself, not my financial self, not my financial knowledge, but about me, a personal part about me that maybe you can identify with, maybe you can't. But I'd like for you to get to know me better. The me that you probably don't see when you watch me on TV, or you don't hear in my strength when I'm giving you a Susie slapdown, as Oprah used to say. But the me that is really the real me. So on this Mother's Day, here's what I want to say to you. As you know, I didn't always have the greatest relationship with my mom. And a little bit ago, I was asked to write a letter. What would I say to my mom? And when I was asked to write this letter, my mom had already passed. And so I wrote this letter. And I'd like to read this letter to all of you now. Dear Mom, it's been 7 years now since you've passed. Some would say that is a short period of time. But for me, it has been long enough to think about all the things that I wish we could have worked out between the two of us before you left for good. When I was younger, I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, how much we loved each other. I could feel it. We would say it. We would show it. I always felt like I was your protector and had this fantasy that the two of us one day would run away and everything would be great forever. I remember so vividly that when you and Daddy would go out on a date, I would sit on the arm of the living room chair waiting for you to return. I would watch all the cars' headlights coming down our street. I would not move until you turned into our driveway. You had come back to me. So I have to ask, what happened between us? Why, in your last years, were you not able to tell me you loved me? Why, Mom? I know you knew how much I wanted to hear those words. They really were the only words I wanted to hear. What did I do to make you want to punish me so much and not give me the one thing I wanted from you? Four little but massively powerful words, Susie, I love you. I know from our family and friends you would tell them how much you loved me, but you could not say it to me. Your silence carved a permanent hole in my heart. Auntie Thelma sat me down after your passing and told me that you did love me. But the one thing you could never accept about me was the fact that I was gay. Really? Is that possible? Mom, I told you that being gay was the best thing that ever happened to me in my entire life. I understood why you were so upset with some of the relationships I had, for they did not demonstrate self-respect on my part. But my life started to soar around my 50th birthday when the greatest gift of my life, KT, presented herself to me. You loved KT. Do you remember the three of us going out to dinner? when you told us that now you could go to your grave a happy woman, for KT was in my life. All was so good. But then what happened? Was it simply that as you were getting closer to death, that you decided to live in other times in your head and forget how happy I was in the present? Was it simply that when your mind started to slip, that the smiles on my face and in my heart slipped with it? I guess the plain truth is, I will never ever know for sure. But Mom, just in case these words make their way to you, please know that out of all my accomplishments and successes that you were able to witness and brag to your friends about, that the greatest success of my entire life is that I know my own thoughts. I know who I am and whom I love. Money will come and go. Success will come and go. My fame will come and go. But one thing that can never be taken from me, no matter what, is the love I have in my heart. My heart is a full heart, and one that greets every day with a smile. I have known love in a way that most will never know. I have had the great good fortune to have a woman in my life that is 100% pure goodness. And with KT comes KT's family. They have embraced me and taught me what it really means to be a true family. So Mom, regardless of what Auntie told me, who by the way is up there looking for you if you have not already found each other, with the writing of this letter, I have now chosen to believe that you did love me. You do love me, and that my faith in that truth is more important than any words you could have said. I miss you, Mom, and it feels good to miss you. But I am happy you finally went home to Daddy, to your Mom Goldie, to many of your friends, and to me in your own special way. One day, maybe, we will meet up in the great forever. But until then, know I love you and thank you for loving me. Your birthday is 1 month away. I know how much you loved your birthday. Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.